Synthetix is the world's leading manufacturer of anatomically accurate dolls. It's here in their LA factory that Synthetix is finally giving women the chance to erect their perfect man. Every single inch of him. Since ancient times, men have been getting it on with synthetic women. In 8 AD, Ovid wrote Metamorphosis, a myth involving a woman named Galadia, sculpted from ivory. Her owner became obsessed with her, bathing her, feeding her, and of course, sleeping with her. And eventually, Aphrodite made her into a real woman. For centuries, sex dolls remained an illicit secret until they were first advertised in porn magazines in 1968, when it became legal to sell sexual devices through the mail. Since then, sex dolls have only gotten more sophisticated. The dolls are high-end and anatomically correct and used for sex, art, love, and companionship. These dolls have almost exclusively been enjoyed by men. Until now. I made it my mission to experience the first male doll. Because, you know, gender equality.
We're making art that has to stand the test of time. The processes that I do, it has longevity in mind.
We sort of take these creations and work these story arcs into a character.
Gabriel is the avenging angel, and that's why we selected that name. He's the one that's going to liberate us into whatever future we have. So that's how we pick the names sometimes. They're sort of story arcs. We don't often see them complete. They're very often heads in a cabinet and bodies. On shipping day, the body and the head go together for the first time for us. So we actually haven't seen it as a complete unit until it's about to go to the customer. I'm Bronwyn, and I'm one of the co-owners of Synthetix. And I do all the admin stuff and customer service.
I'm Matt. I'm the artist, the resident artist and part owner. I oversee production, make all the dolls and sculpt new items and create stuff.
This is still a pretty new industry. It did rely on the birth of internet specifically to launch it. Our company is 5 years old and we just shipped doll number 188.
Where are most of your clients from?
Most of our clients are from Texas and Minnesota and Michigan, Republican states. We're not allowed to do naughty things.
Why haven't there been male dolls? And then why did you guys decide to make them so recently?
Only now are we starting to get just a little bit of an inkling that women really do want male dolls. Reddit got hold of us, and when Reddit saw the male doll, they totally killed our website for multiple days because we got so many hits. As of the last couple months, maybe the last 3 or 4 months, our sales for male dolls has been equal to female dolls.
But you have dolls, male dolls on back order right now?
We do. We have male dolls on back order and female on back order.
Because each doll is customized, occasionally Matt and Brahman will get a request that's, shall we say, eccentric.
She wants this character.
In silicone?
I guess. But clearly not an $8,000 head for this.
Okay. They want that as a doll or as a costume?
The doll.
They want it as a doll.
Yeah, she wants a doll. And she's been trying for months to get it.
How much does it cost to get a totally custom head like this, for example?
We charge
$8,000.
And that's in addition to the price of the doll?
Yes.
So the total would be?
It's $13,500.
Wow. So you have to really want to have sex with that monster creature.
You really, really have to want that.
Well, it's a carnival creature. He's not really a monster so much.
If somebody specifies, like, a nationality, then I will either use pinker tones or browner tones. You know, it really depends. Each order is different. Each doll is different.
People love dolls that they can design themselves. So they want to pick all the things. Boy next door faces actually do win quite often. Light chest hair is pretty common. Most often with the males, they get quite a big bush, which is interesting. Like, more pubic hair on the male dolls seems to be the thing at the moment, with a happy trail. male dolls have finish options that the female dolls don't. It creates a more rugged appearance. We do freckles and scars and birthmarks, and we'll do all of these things, these really personal imperfections that make it more real. And people really, really want that. They want that realism where it's a little bit imperfect.
When you're an architect of sexual desire, you have to be open-minded. What makes Matt the perfect doll god is that he lives for weird custom requests. Last year, one order from a foot fetishist led to Matt unwittingly inventing what has become one of the most sensational sex toys in the world.
Can you tell me about the vajankle?
What do you want to know?
Everything. Well, how does that idea happen?
This one came to me in an email from someone who has bought lots of our feet in the past. So he'd already bought the others. He had everything we already do and said, could you put a vagina in it? And I thought, where would you put a vagina in it? And he was like, well, I want it in the right foot and I'd like it to be sort of in the ankle part, like on the top where it's flat. So can you do that? And I brought it to Matt.
She asked me, she said, you know, this client wants, so he wants a vagina on the flat spot on top of the ankle. Can you do that? I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Yes, I can do that. Immediately, I'm going to go do that right now, I think, because that's just amazing.
The Synthetics HQ feels like something between a sexual laboratory and a factory of fantasies.
I'm not the only person working on the dolls, you know? They're my designs, and I sculpted them, and I've, you know, created them, but I also have a staff of people that helps work when we order the parts to assemble all the skeletons. So Robert goes through and follows all the specs and puts all the nuts and bolts in it to make sure that they're torqued to the right spec, and then builds the skeletons, casts foam around all the metal parts.
How does one become a sex doll technician?
I found the job on Craigslist. It was very cut and dry, no description of the sexual or adult nature of the job at all, except for at the very bottom of the listing, there was their website.
Like, it reminds me of a mix between a wood shop and a lab.
The flesh is the secret to Synthetics' cult following. The patented mixture of silicone is prepared and poured into the body molds.
This will be our male body that we're gonna pour this afternoon, and then we can demold them tomorrow morning, probably.
How tall is this guy? How much does he weigh?
He is 5'9", and with the head on, the doll weighs about 108 pounds.
The molds sit overnight, letting the body take form. From there, each section of the body is painted.
You know, so I have some painters. I have some people that come in and do some painting for me. And I'm really a stickler for looking at reference.
Can you show us the most popular dick?
The most popular dick is this one right here. Yeah, this is uncut. This is the most popular one. This is the insert as it goes up into the doll. And then it has the inner labia. So you end up with that. And then you pull this out. And in its place, you know, they're the same shape. So this slides up in.
So you can interchange between an erect penis and a flaccid penis?
Yeah, all the male dolls, you can pretty much, they have snap-on tools. You can pop off the flaccid, put on an erect. You know, you can have all the flavors that we offer.
So this is cast from a real person?
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels so incredibly lifelike. It's really freaks me out.
That was the goal. I mean, it was a kind of a pitch of engineering to try to figure out how to make it.
Because that seems like a good size. It's big, but it's not you're not gonna be waddling around the next day.
Waddling around?
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. It's too big, and then the next day you're like, oh. You know? Yeah. You don't know, actually.
No, I don't know. I don't. I think it's the psychology of the doll buyer that keeps us in it, or the psychology of the collectors.
Because I was doing customer service, I really got to see who these people are, how dolls change their lives, getting deeper and deeper in and finding what makes people tick. Doll people aren't what we thought they were. Creepy, weird guy who owns a doll is not at all our primary client. There is this myth about women being more into personality, and men are visually stimulated, so therefore the men would want the full doll and the woman wouldn't. But the questions I get are definitely coming from women, and they're definitely interested in something like this.
It seems as if each doll purchase is super personalized.
It's extremely personalized. In this case, she's asking, can the male doll do doggy style? So.
What's your answer?
Yes, but she has to get underneath, and obviously he's not going to do any work.
So you have to kind of like bounce back.
Yeah, you would have to, that would be really hard work.
Bronwyn and Matt have a client in the area who recently received her very own silicone boyfriend.
We've just come out to the Valley. I'm about to meet Jessica Ryan, who's a porn star who's a new owner of the doll. We've been spending the past month trying to find someone who will go on camera and talk about owning a male doll. And we've found a lot of women who told us that they love their dolls, but they're just not really willing to put their face on camera talking about it. Luckily, Jessica's part of a sex positive adult community, so she doesn't feel ashamed about owning the male doll.
Yep, I am Jessica Ryan, and I shoot porn, and I cam and pretty much shoot porn.
Why did you want a love doll generally? What do you use him for? What was the sort of the origin story behind wanting him?
I am in a long distance relationship, and I, as much as I try to have like fuck buddies, it can get really complicated when it comes to arranging things with fuck buddies. They're either too detached or they get attached. The male doll, being that it's a non-responsive thing, it's a fine line of comfort where I need them to be a dick and like not be a dick.
Do you feel that there's a stereotype around the type of woman who would own a male sex doll?
I don't think many people would believe it, first of all. I think the market is pretty small at this point, but honestly, as a female, this is so much easier than doing a Tinder date.
Do you think that in a way you could experiment with types of sex that you wouldn't necessarily with a regular guy?
Just the sex alone with him is just different. I might actually shoot some porn affiliated with it.
What kind of stuff would you do with a doll on cam?
It'll be kind of fetishized sex. This is fun and I don't have to pay a guy to be there. And I'm kind of curious to see how people respond to it. There is like a doll fetish. There's kind of like people like putting masks on to dehumanize something, but in this case it's humanizing kind of a sex toy. It's making it more human.
The dolls give new possibilities.
It was finally time to meet my angel, Gabriel.
I'm really nervous.
You're really nervous?
I feel like I'm going on a Tinder date or something. Oh my God. So crazy. It just feels like...
You can touch him.
It's just weird because it's so lifelike that it enters this space that feels uncomfortable.
That's interesting.
Because it feels like a person, it feels like a real person who can't respond to you. I would not be able to tell if this was a real dick or not.
I think we've been lied to our entire lives about sexuality. I think that women have been brought up to believe a thing about their sexuality, that it's not supposed to be important, that it's only supposed to be about procreating.
Feels absolutely
indistinguishable from a real person. Except that I'm completely in control.
I don't think the English language has enough words to describe love, enough words to describe affection, enough words to describe attraction.
Left to my own devices, I could be with a male doll, touching his chest, like having sex with him, and really be lost in my own fantasy. You're really touching and experiencing firsthand. That feels like a real thing for me. You can't have this experience having sex with a person. It's its own singular, unique thing, and I've done it. And not many people can say they've done that.